Riddle Me That is brought to you by Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast. Use creation tools right from your phone and your computer, and Anchor will distribute your podcast to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. And it's free. And now, your host, Alex Riddle.
What is up, everybody? You're tuning in to the Riddle Me That podcast with your host, Alex Riddle. On today's episode, we're going to be diving into the NBA as the Chicago Bulls finally getting back in the win column last night, beating the league's best Boston Celtics, who are currently on a 9-game winning streak. Was trying to make a 10 in Chicago last night. The Bulls said no, snapping the Bulls' 5-game losing streak. Currently coming off a dreadful loss to the Magic last Friday. So the Bulls have beaten the Celtics twice this season, 2 out of their 7 wins. So almost half their wins have come against the league's best. So lots to talk about with Chicago and their mysterious basketball team. We're also going to dive into some NFL. Playoffs coming up for fantasy. Playoffs coming up. You know, we're still a little bit away from the playoffs and the actual, you know, playoff system in the NFL. But lots to talk about in the Fig Cup world. So we'll be getting to a Week 11 analysis, Week 12 preview, and power rankings. Let's get it out. So I want to start off by talking Bulls. It's kind of been a strange last couple weeks because we started the season, at least myself, with no expectations. Get a couple good wins. Miami, Boston, who they just beat again yesterday. A couple close losses. So you think, okay, you know, they're 6-5. Could easily be 8-3, right? But then all of a sudden we decided to just turn into the old Bulls. Zach LaVine playing like garbage. A $200 million contract. I mean, you better be balling. And he hasn't been balling. He balled yesterday. He came to play yesterday. Seems to come to play when he chooses to. He's coming back from, you know, a leg injury. Always tough to come back from that. But it is frustrating as a fan when you don't get the results that you're looking for. Especially with DeRozan. Putting up 40 points every other game. Last Friday against the Magic, 41 points. Vucevic missing 2 free throws at the line. Jalen Suggs, 3 at the buzzer. You thought when that happened, things can't get any worse. So it somehow makes sense that the Bulls came out on Monday and got it done against Boston. But it still makes no sense. Like, Boston is so good. I mean, they are, you know, cruising through this league. But for some reason, the Bulls just match up really well with them. So if the Bulls can match up well with the Celtics, and the Celtics can't lose, right? Something has to add up here. What are we missing? You know, and it's frustrating because even last weekend, my dad was asking, what's up with the Bulls? Like, what do you think? And it's so frustrating because I don't really know. I mean, their defense is bad. You know, the most frustrating game from the last couple weeks was when they played the Nuggets with Jokic. And they were just, I mean, I know it's Jokic, but they were just undersized. I mean, the Nuggets were getting anything they wanted. Right? And you're like, wow, there's no physical way the Bulls can stop the Nuggets from getting layups right here. So it was, or has been, interesting to try to figure out, okay, how are the Bulls going to stay in it this year? I still think we need to make another move. As crazy as that sounds, I just feel like we don't have enough shooters. Our size is still a problem. Yeah, we have Drummond, who I love. Right, we got Drummond and Vooch, but there's, you know, Drummond's older. Vooch gets bodied up. I mean, we don't have that huge You know, Drummond's athletic, but he's older. You know, so he's a veteran. But we don't have that, you know, even like a role player, like lengthy, super athletic guy that can just be a, you know, a junkyard dog for us. So I feel like we need one of those guys. And then we also need a couple of shooters. Because it's just, it's, you look on the court sometimes and you feel like there's nobody that can create their own three besides LaVine. Literally, because DeRozan doesn't shoot threes, or rarely. You know, he has to be open for sure. Vooch has to get spot up. I mean, he's been draining, but he has to be spot up. Dosunmu needs to be spot up in the corner. Caruso, spot up. I mean, there's a couple. I mean, Caruso maybe even do. I mean, he's not. I mean, you see his props. He's usually for 1-3 a game. He can definitely make more than that. He's shown it. There's no one that can truly, besides Zach LaVine, go down, really do a pure step back and drain a triple. I mean, even someone like, but, and here's our thing too. It's not like our spot up shooters are automatic either. Like Vooch is good, but there's times where he, you know, we really need triples and he bricks. You know, give me someone like a Reggie Bullock off the maps, or like a Tim Hardaway. You know, there's actually like rumors the Bulls are trying to get someone like that. You know, that would definitely be, I feel like, a step in the right direction for someone that, you know, could just can drain when you need them to. You have to have that in this day and era of basketball. The Bulls fail to have that type of guy year in, year out. You just can't. There's some games where you just, you know, your defense might be good, but you just got to be able to score. You got to score at will. It's the type of league that we're in these days. It's just. It's a league where if you don't have that guy, it's going to be a long run. But the good news is the Bulls, as bad as it's been 17 games into the season, we are still 7-10. We just beat the best team in the league again. Maybe that's a spark. We've had an extremely hard schedule. The schedule has been tough. It has not been easy. So I will give the Bulls that. But it's frustrating because these are all the teams that if you can't beat these teams now, I mean, it is the beginning of the NBA season, so, I mean, it's a bit harsh. It's a long season. But these are all the teams that you have to beat in the playoffs anyway. Right? And we lost to the Magic, who, I guess, is trying to make a playoff, you know, appearance this year. But, I mean, at this point, we just need to take a step back, breathe. Breathe as a, you know, organization, or, you know, as a fan organization as well, and just see what the Bulls can offer. As I said, my expectations were low to start the season. But then, they definitely, after seeing him play, I'm like, all right, we can do something. But now they're showing well what they're also capable of. So it's kind of just an inconsistent bunch right now. It's frustrating. Let's hope the Bulls can pick it up the next week or two. My bet of the week this week. I'm taking it to the hardwood, NBA. Tailing Meridian on this pick. So I tailed Meridian yesterday. Cavs first half, cash. You know, last week, awful week in the NBA. I think I was like 0-3 or 0-4 on bets. Had a couple rough ones with the Suns. That kind of got me off to a bad start. And then I was like, okay, well, I can't read this NBA at all. College basketball starting. You know, I want to bet more college basketball, but college basketball the last couple of days, I can't get a read on any of these games. They're so gross. So we're sticking to the hardwood. We're tailing Meridian. Kings tonight. Kings money line. They're actually plus 105 right now. I'm an idiot. Woke up at 8:30 this morning. Took them at minus 2 because that's what they went to. But then John Morant is now listed as questionable. So the line went back to plus 1.5 Kings, plus 105. So I really hope the Kings can win by more than 2. I assume if Ja is ruled out, I feel like he's not going to play. I feel like Ja's not going to play. It's too early since he got hurt. But if he doesn't play, the line will flip back to the Kings as slight favorites. But I think even with Ja playing, the Kings are the hottest team in the league. At plus money especially, that's great value. I think the Kings already lost to the Grizzlies once. So I think Kings kind of want some revenge, but they're hot. Grizzlies have not been playing that well. But regardless, tough to win in Memphis. But we're riding Kings tonight. Great value. We're tailing Meridian. Sacramento Kings. Money lines. Or minus 2 for Big Rids. Flick of the week this week. Might be basic to some. I don't care. We're taking it to an instant classic series, Friends. Actually, a show that I've watched once before, but I'm rewatching it. So much funnier the second time. So much funnier. I feel like I understand the characters more and like their inside jokes. I think it's easier once you know like who's been with who throughout the season, like who's dating who, who's, you know, who's friends. You know, it's you understand earlier on where everybody's coming from. I mean, it's a stupid show, right? But it actually has a lot of meaning, you know, to it. It's not just random. There's life meanings behind it. But yes, overall, it's just for entertainment. It's a show that's on. It used to be on Netflix. It's now on HBO. So it's switched over. It's so you can just keep watching. It's like the perfect length of a show. It's a mastermindful show. If that's even a word, mastermindful. It's a masterful show. It's very well done. Now, I will say you have those people that are like the, oh, I love Friends. And they're like actually like way too basic about it. And they're like, oh, like my friend group is just like Friends. And they all compare themselves to who each person in their friend group is in the show. Like, okay, no one really is like any of those characters. But I get where people are coming from. But overall, great show to put on before bed. I've been watching a few a night. I'm sure everyone's seen it. I actually didn't watch it till later in my life. So I'm a late bloomer for this show. But Friends, gotta watch some Friends. If you're feeling down or you just wanted to chill, I only say like if you're feeling down because it'll pick you back up. It's a happy show. It's entertaining. It's funny. You'll find yourself laughing out loud more times than you think. It is now time for my favorite segment on the Riddle Me That podcast, the Fichtner Cup Fantasy League of Champions, week 12. We've made it this far. Which means there's three more weeks until we decide who's going to be in, who's going to be out. More importantly, week 12. Big week in the Vince Gaudio Corporation in the North Metropolitan area. Just hired Chris Kloss. He fetched him out at Abercrombie, got him into his business, him and Kupis. Just implemented a new office gym. For the boys, if you're a Tau, it's free. It's free membership. You can talk to Dan Ranke himself about that. He has all the details. But new gym, they're also hiring. So if you need a job in the office, it doesn't matter what type of corporation job you need, they have it at the Vince Gaudio Corporations in the Northern Metropolitan. Most importantly, though, huge shake-up in the power rankings this week. Huge shake-up. We got the Flaccid Bums coming out of nowhere. We got all of a sudden Tata's rattling off three in a row back to his old self. We have the commissioner, probably the story of this week's fantasy world, stealing the show in the group chat, everyone raising eyebrows, raising concerns. Is this guy for real? He's lost two in a row, seems to be losing his way, seems to be making a lot of excuses. Yesterday in the chat, it was seen from Mr. Boyd himself, the commissioner of this league, to be scrolling through his second place finishes. Trying to earn respect in this league. Like showing someone that you're going to get second place. Hell, I win the league and no one even remembers. So coming in second place for numerous years, it isn't going to help. Just a sad, sad attempt at trying to, you know, get a grip on his season. There's many people thinking, will this commissioner make it to the end of the season? Will he make it to the end of the season as a commissioner? Lots to be discussed in the Fichtner Supreme Court in the next couple weeks. But if there's one thing for sure, it's that Mr. Yunglin Moonracers, about that action, is not done yet. He's not done.
putting up a huge week last week against Riddle's Revenge Tour, RMT himself, breaking the losing streak, taking it to RMT in Riddleville, leading us into our week 11 analysis, which we're starting off with about that action, getting the dub this week, 121-98, solid performance out of his boys, even with the Cincinnati defensive zero. Brett Maher for 22, Kelsey 32, three tutties, Singletary doing his dance at 16, Herbert with 20. Just not enough out of the tours this week. Pollard doing his dance. That's pretty much it. But really what it's about here is it's a team about that action that has not been able to be celebrated as much as we would have liked on this year's pod. We have a lot of temp bias. We have a lot of bum bias. Even a little ta-ta bias. Never really being able to have a BTA bias. Until now. Doing the name change, which I always thought he should have done earlier. This week, or the last couple weeks. Going back to his roots. Moving to 4-7. Which, yes, sounds like trouble. Still, it says a 25% chance to make it in this year's Fichtner Cup playoffs. You had Caputo's who lost, Legals lost, Commissioner lost, all teams that he needed to lose. So that's making 5 and 6 teams this week. Five. So without that action at 4-7, only one game out of that playoff spot. Never count BTA out. As you can see, put up numbers this week. He's making sure that you get a BTA bias before this year is done. So we love the passion. We love that Lebo's alive. He's huge for the league. A huge win for Lebo. Moving us up to 4-7. Moving the tours to 9-2. The flaccid bumps. Highest points this week out of any matchup. Putting up a 150 spot against Big Sam, pretty much putting Big Sam out of playoff contention, moving him to 3-8. Someone that, you know, that the Bums have really struggled with for a lot of this, you know, last couple of seasons. But getting a win, you know, after losing to him earlier this year, getting a much-needed win. And as I said, 150-92. Mahomes, Adams, 27-29. Zeke, two tutties, 17. McPherson doing his dance with 17. Just an ultimate beatdown for the Bums. Would have beaten anybody this week. Amari Cooper, 27 for Big Sam, but that was it. Taylor with 14. But not enough firepower against the Bums team. That just needed to win. 4-6 going into that matchup. Huge win for the Bums. Actually moving them up due to the points for to fourth right now. So he's in the playoffs. But as I said, he's 5-6 along with five people, you know, counting himself. So he needs to keep winning. He knows that. And going into a huge matchup next week. But huge win for the Bums nonetheless. They're alive. They're alive. Bum bias is back. The Commissioner taking on the Kansas City Hog Crankers. Nick Pastuovic, used to be Vegas, now the Crankers. Getting a huge dub, 112-90. Boys came to play for the Crankers, being 4-6. Also needed a win this week. So about that action, Bums and the Crankers all getting a dub when they needed it this week, backs against the wall. Commissioner, who was 5-5, now lost 2 in a row, was in the playoffs at 4. Now they're on the outside looking in at 7. So a lot has happened to the Commissioner. As I said, a lot of discussion being talked about this man, as him being able to perform his duties as a commissioner, along with being able to get it done on the field, just not a good look right now for the commissioner. Moving to 5-6, tie with the Crankers and five others. It's anyone's game now. This makes it almost into a playoff matchup or mentality for next week for a lot of these teams. A lot of blood and sweat being left on the field here. It's going to be interesting to see who pulls it out next week. I can't wait to get into these power rankings and matchups. But we have two more matchups here. Another beatdown here. Liam's Tent, singular, beating down the Legals 121-72. Let me take it back to Tent bias here. The Tents were 1-4. Okay, people were shitting on them. No respect for the Tents. And here they are, the number 3 seed in the league at 6-5. 88% chance to make the playoffs. Barring a huge collapse, the Tents are going to be in the playoffs. And they're right in the thick of things here. They're right in the thick of things. Huge performance out of Daniel Jones this week. 24. If it wasn't for the two picks, he'd have 28. Debo doing his dance at 18. David Montgomery at 19. McCaffrey, 14. Solid. You know, solid. Good team for the Tents. Everyone's performing. That McCaffrey trade was huge for the Tents. Might have made, you know, taken him to the next tier with a McCaffrey. Dude, and Josh Jacobs, 17. Not even a touchdown. So his players came to play. Legals, really sad performance out of the Legals. That's 3 in a row for the Legals now. You know, right there with the commissioner and the Hog Crankers for that 6th seed. And the Bums and Nato, who are, you know, right above. But the Legals at once 5-3 were 4-2. You know, I said they like to, you know, they're kind of like Nato. They win twice, lose twice, but now they got that 3 in a row losing streak. Legals must win mentality now for the, you know, next upcoming weeks. They know it. Needs to provide a spark to make it to the end of the season. Doesn't seem like his head's in the game right now. I don't know what's going on, but the Legals need to get it together. Moving to 5-6. Currently at that 6th seed right now, last spot. Last matchup here, another beatdown. So a lot of beatdowns this week. Not a lot of action. There was a lot of key losses. But 140-82, the Tatas over the Caputos in this week's game of the week. Caputos losing their last 4 out of 5 matchups here. Really slipping at the end of the season. Also moving to 5-6. Moving into a must-win matchup. A lot of must-win matchups next week for these 5-6 teams. You don't want to move to 5-7. 6-6, so much more breathing rooms. Even if you lose the next week at 6-7, pretty much a win the next week. 7 wins is that key number on getting you win. But even 6 with a lot of points, 4 will get you in. So if you're 5-6, you got to get that dub to move to 6-6. Lebo, if he's 4-6, I think Lebo has to win out, I think, pretty much. Or he needs some weird things to happen. He needs a lot of losing. But, as I said, huge matchups this week. Things will play itself out. But like I said, there's still 3 more weeks, so these guys are going to be playing each other. But let's move into the power rankings for week 12. So end of week 11 into week 12 rankings. And here we go. At number 10, we got Big Sam. As I said, pretty much out of... You know, it still says 2% chance on ESPN to make the playoffs, but barring a miracle, Big Sam will be eliminated from this year's playoffs. Gonna have to play spoiler for teams trying to make the tourney this year, so let's see what Big Sam can do. He's still got a job to do. Let's see if he can do it. Also wants to avoid that last place Figner Cup, or last place trophy. At number 9, we got BTA. BTA beating the number 1 team last week in RMT, wanted to move them up. Really did. But being 3-7, right? You're still 4-7. I can't, you know, I really wanted to put them over the commish, right? But you're 4-7, it's in must-win mode. So if he loses, he's pretty much out too. So you're still at 9. Awesome win last week. Still a lot of work to be done. Let's see if we can keep moving about that action up in the rankings. Number 8. Speaking of the commissioner, we have the commissioner falling from number 6 to number 8. They were number 4 in the week 9 rankings, so he's dropped 4 rankings. The biggest dropper we've had in the last couple weeks. The commissioner doesn't seem to have it right now. Seems to be self-conscious. Right? I didn't know that I didn't know that the commissioner had that in them, of having that self-consciousness. But it's obviously been showing the last few weeks. He's flustered. Needs to figure it out fast. This seems to be about where he'd figure it out. Once he gets shut on enough, he seems to figure it out. So a win this week will change people's outcomes and ideas of the commissioner for the time being. Needs a win this week for his life. He needs a win for his life, no doubt about it. Let's see what he got. And number seven, we have the Crankers, the Kansas City Hog Crankers. Huge win last week. Moving to 5-6, one spot out of that playoff spot, which is held by, at number six, Matthew Kleinhans, the Legals, also 5-6. Moving two spots down. The Crankers moving one spot up from last week. Kleinhans moving two spots down, losing his last three, needs to figure it out. At number five, we have Mr. Nick Furnado moving down two spots as well. So we've had a lot of moving down two spots so far, three in a row. Huge loss moving to 5-6. I thought he figured it out last week. Wasn't able to get it done against Mr. Tatas, who just continues to have, putting up 140 last week. I didn't really get into his matchup too much with such a beatdown, but 140 for the Tatas. Second most points behind the Bums. So worth mentioning, because I was, jerking off the Bums about their points. Tata's only 10 points lower. And that's with no Cooper Kupp, no Breece Hall, no Goddard. So props to Holman for lineup of the week based off, the players he had. But not out number five, needs a win next week. And number four, we have the Bums moving up three spots from number seven last week. Huge loss to Holman, bouncing back with the win over Kuhn, moving to 5-6 at that four spot. Second most points for in this league. He would love for that to be known, that he is the second most points for, even though he's 5-6. So you take what you want from that. Has had some unlucky matchups, but that's the way fantasy is. You know what? At the end of the day, you might score points, but people might score against you. But his team, what that means, no joke, if they make the playoffs, don't want to play the Bums first round. That's for sure. Number three, we have a man that has now moved up two spots. A man that started from the bottom. Liam's Tent at three. Huge run by the Tents this year. When everyone doubted him out, it's ever since he ate those hot dogs. It's the dogs. The dogs gave him the juice. He's here at 6-5. Big Nasser. Liam's 10. He must have found Liam, and they must have had a fucking heart-to-heart or fucking, I don't know what they're up to in that tent. I don't want to know, but they found it. They found the mojo. They found the magic. I love that duo. A new sound duo in this league, and it's showing right now. So huge discovery, huge win by the Tents. They found it, whatever that is, moving to 6-5, firmly in this year's playoffs at the moment. And number two, someone with a huge win over the three seed last week. Wanted to put him number one, but just can't based off the rankings. I can't do it based off the numbers. We're keeping Holman at two. Second most points scored this week. Huge win over the three seed. Needs to keep it going. He's hunting down RMT for that one seed. He's only one game behind, which is, yes, leaving a number one RMT, Reels Revenge Street. Even after coming off the loss to Lebo, huge win for him. Great team. Needed a dub. Got RMT at a spot where RMT's won his last six. Due for a loss. We're happy it's to a guy against Lebo who now can make a run in this year's tournament. The league is better without that action involved, I will say. So props to about that action, getting it done. But RMT still staying at the top of this week's rankings, which takes me into the week 12 matchups here, matchups of our lives. And here we go. Starting off with a matchup here of my own, RMT taking on Big Sam. Big Sam, trying to play spoiler here, out of playoff contention. RMT playing for seeding here, needs to stay above the Tatas. Definitely going RMT here. I think the Big Sam, he's trying to play spoiler. His lineup looks pretty good this year, or this week, I should say. But he's not playing spoiler against the Tours. The Tours are in, but the Tours would like to stay atop. So Tours are going to come back, hopefully get Jamar Chase back this week. I'm taking the Tours as slight favorites at home. Yeah, I'll take that value. The Commissioner taking on Balthazar Action. Might be the game of the week here. Might be the game of the week. Huge caravan going down to Commissionerville. A lot of fans for Balthazar Action. The place is going to be bumping. Kind of like a Crankers vibe. I'm taking Balthazar Action. I'm taking the money line. I'm taking the spread. Might put them in like 10 parlays. I love BTA this week. They're playing for their lives. I don't think the Commissioner has what it takes. Taking about that action. Taking the Commissioner while he's down. Pray for the Commish. The Barely Legals taking on the Crankers. Might also be a game of the week. These are two 5-6 teams going at it. 4-7 for Lebo. 5-6 for Commish for last matchup. 2 5-6 teams here. Oh, man. I think I'm taking the under in this matchup. I think it's going to be a grinded out matchup. I might have to, you know what? I might have to go Legals. I think the Legals 3-game losing streak due for a win. I think they figure it out when they need it. They always have a bounce back when they need it. This is about time when they need one. I don't think the Crankers have enough firepower to take on the Legals. Liam's Tent taking on the Tatas. Another great matchup here. Not the game of the week because, well, you know, it could be a game of the week. I think this could be a game of the week. Tatas against the Tents. 3-1. I'm taking the Tents in this matchup. I think the Tents are, you know, still trying to prove that they can beat the best teams. And beating the Tatas, who are right in front of them in the rankings, would do just that. So I think the Tents at home, they're hot. They're playing with confidence. They found something in that Tent. We're taking the Tents in this matchup. Tatas, 3 in a row, due for a loss. Taking the Tents. And the last matchup here, this one, truly the game of the week. Minneapolis Mike Caputos and the Flaccid 2018 Bums. Not over his cough. Both with the two highest projections this week. It's going to be a beatdown. 2 5-6 teams. It feels like the playoffs. This week feels like the playoffs. These matchups are insane. I can't wait to see. You know what? I'm taking the Bums in this matchup. That man's confident. He's not leaving without a loss. Nato just hasn't been able to find it. It would be a week where Nato would win, though. You know, he's lost another one. He needs a win. When he needs a win, he usually gets one. But so are the Bums. This is going to be a shootout. It's a pick 'em. I'm taking the Bums -1 here, so maybe a push. I don't know. I think I'm staying away from this matchup, though. This is too high of scores. Take the over, if anything. Take the over. Going to be a hell of a week. That's all the time we have today on the Riddle Me That podcast. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. It's going to be actually pretty warm this weekend, so maybe don't need a jacket, but chill out, watch some sports. Some soccer is on. USA, USA, USA. Have a good weekend. I love you all. Have a great Thanksgiving. Turkey Day on Thursday. Spend with your family. Watch some football. Get after it. Real Daddy's out.